I'm Lee Blue, and this is Double Stack, where WordPress freelancers discover the tech stack and the business development stack to become high-value, sought-after WordPress consultants. So if you're tired of burning yourself out with those high-stress, low-budget projects, and you're ready to start working with clients you love at the rates you're really worth, then you're in the right place. All of this is 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. I've had a lot of conversations with people where they feel like there's just like this one little thing that's kind of missing from their business. And so I was wondering if maybe you feel like that. Like, do you feel like that you're so close? Like you've got great ideas and great skills and your tools are all really dialed in. And like when you can get to a meeting, like if you can get in front of an actual client, then it tends to work out really well. Like you can, you know, have good rapport with people. And like when you get that client meeting, those clients tend to come on board as like, you know, great clients to work with. But those meetings just don't happen enough. Like, you know, how do you get more of those meetings? And even if you are in one of those meetings, how do you make sure that you can actually charge the prices that you really need in order to really like legitimately do your best work at all of this? And so that's what we're going to be talking about today. The whole concept of just having that like that one thing that's kind of holding you back, I want to unlock that for you today and kind of encourage you to sort of take a step in the right direction and really build out the kind of business that you know that you can have and that you want. Because a lot of times I'll talk to people and, you know, we kind of get into the conversation and the story, you know, their situation is just so deeply unsatisfying. Like their lifestyle is just, you know, they're working a job that they don't like. They've always wanted to have their web design business. Or even worse, they've taken the plunge and they've started to actually build their business, but they're just not getting the clients that they need. And they're not hitting their income goals. They're not getting the revenue that they need. And they're burning themselves out. And they're you know, working, you know, 10 or 12 or 14 or 16 hour days. They're working on the weekends. They're doing everything they can. They think they're doing favors for their clients by giving them these like price breaks to try to build a portfolio. And it's just freaking everyone out. And it's the kind of situation where, you know, people tend to really want to drive their business and build their results and all of that sort of thing. But the pricing's not right. The lifestyle's not right. The work-life balance is out of whack. And it has this spillover effect into different people's, like, you know, their hobbies kind of, you know, wither up, or, you know, their relationship with their family or their spouse or their children sort of kind of gets blown away in the wind because they're spending so much time trying to build their business and they feel like they're so close. They're like, oh, you know, I've almost got it here. You know, what can I do to really dial all of this stuff in? And that's what we need to figure out. Like, that's what we need to unlock. And sometimes it's different for different people. But what we're going to be talking about today is how do you kind of put your finger on the pulse of what's really that one thing that's going to unlock your business. And so, and here's the upside. The upside is once you begin to start seeing things working, like once you begin to get that first like $5,000 client and you begin to say, man, I'm building my business. I'm actually, you know, living my life and, you know, buying food and eating meals and stuff with money that you made from your business that you created from scratch. That is such an amazingly satisfying feeling. And to kind of like look at your bank account going up and you're doing it because of something that you are doing. You know, you're not just kind of working for somebody else's dream. You're actually building your own. And when you begin to see that success coming in, it's dramatically different from anything else that I've ever experienced in any area of life. It's such a huge rush to be able to not only, you know, support yourself with your own job and with your own business and with your own intellect and skills, but also to be able to drive results for other people. And like they're growing their business now in a way that they wouldn't be doing had it not been for you. And so the challenge becomes like, how do we connect the dots? Like, how can we get to the point where all of that's actually happening and you know, figuring out what's holding you back from getting there. And there's a couple of things that I really want to draw out. And the big umbrella over all of this are limiting beliefs. So a lot of times people say, you know, I want to be doing this, but, and then, you know, especially if the conversation's happening online somewhere, like if, you know, if it's like a comment to like a Facebook post or something like that, that I've got, there's so many people out there that begin to think, there's no way that you can sell a WordPress site for $1,000 or $3,000 or you know, let alone $10,000. There's just no way you could be doing that. You know, the market is just too saturated. And, you know, the pricing is too low. And don't you know, like the average price on Upwork is just $150 for a WordPress project. And aren't you seeing the ads where people will build like an entire website for you for like $500? And like, you know, how are you supposed to sell a website for $5,000 when somebody can go onto Wix and spend an afternoon and kind of get it for themselves for free? You know, like the market's just too saturated. Even if I was to go out there, you know, what do I have that other people don't have? Like, how can I connect with clients in a way that's different from, you know, everybody else? It's going to enable you to charge like 5 or 10 times more without pricing yourself out of the market. And so people tend to think, well, there's just no way. It can't be done. You know, I don't know what to do to make that kind of thing happen. But at the same time, and the really funny thing about it, that at the same time, you're out there looking at other people actually doing it. And so that's kind of one of these things about these limiting beliefs. It's like a lot of times people will think, well, yeah, I see other people talking about, you know, not selling websites or onboarding WordPress clients for less than $3,000 or whatever it might be. But at the same time, your experience is saying, you know, anytime I go to a client meeting and, you know, I say, you know, tell me what kind of budget you have and let's try to figure this out. If, you know, as soon as I start talking about prices around $800, $1,000, like going up into that range, people are like, whoa, you know, that's too expensive. You know, I can't afford that. You know, I don't have that in my budget. We're just kind of starting out here. You know, isn't there something that you can do that's more affordable or less expensive or more within reach? And so a lot of times people will say, well, I don't even know where to find clients who are, you know, could even entertain the concept of some kind of a five-figure, you know, project. You know, like how do we even get in front of people like that? And, you know, and then you begin to think, well, you know, those people, they just don't even exist, like, you know, in my area or something like that. And what I'm trying to tell you is they absolutely do. Oh, look, I've got some comments. I've got two screens going on today. So look, I see Rebecca. Hey, Rebecca, boom, high five to you. I see Heather and Caleb and Roxanne and all kinds of questions coming in. So what I'm going to do during this session is I'm going to look over here at this other screen where the questions are coming in, and I'll read out the questions and then try to kind of respond to them. So Heather says, if you got that client, making that money and adding services on top of the WordPress SEO, social media, Google Analytics, Google My Business, YouTube, et cetera, and the client wants to take you on in a full-time capacity, how much should you ask for starting salary? Ooh, that's an interesting question. So it looks like Heather's thinking, well, what happens if you start working with a client and then they want to hire you full-time? That's a really interesting question because, you know, in my opinion, I wouldn't accept that job. Like if somebody tried to hire me on full time, the salary would just have to be so far through the roof that, you know, I don't think anybody would ever, you know, want to do that. Like for example, like my agency, like we bring in over like $30,000 a month. And, you know, that's who would pay that for, you know, to hire me to kind of do something. So instead what I don't really, when you begin to shift into like, let me hire you as a person into a business, then you begin to talk about dollars for hours and salaries and things like that. And you're going to find that your salary is going to cap out somewhere in probably around the $75,000 range. That tends to be like the average salary for somebody who kind of does WordPress consulting, web design consulting, you know, that kind of marketing thing. And you know, what we're talking about here in DoubleStack is, you know, you can scale up to over $100,000 a year on your own. And another strong benefit of that is you don't have all your eggs in one basket. Like you don't have, like at any particular time, if the client says, hey, you know what, you know, this isn't working out, you know, I can't make ends meet, then, you know, and you get let go, well, now you're back to zero again and you've got nothing. And so my strong encouragement would be to build your business, do the best work that you can for your clients, and I probably wouldn't entertain full-time job positions because that's going to destroy the lifestyle. It's going to destroy it's going to put a cap on your income. It's going to put a cap on your hours. And of course, now you're out of control again and you're kind of depending on someone else and you're really helping them grow their business without really getting that kind of reward for your own business. So I don't really entertain that kind of a question for myself personally. And my encouragement for you wouldn't really be to do that either. Because you can do a better job for more people all at once is another big point. So So back to kind of what we were talking about these limiting beliefs and feeling like the market's too saturated or it's not going to work out for me or something like that. You know, the question then becomes, well, how is that, you know, how does that play out? Like, how come? Like, how can it be that you're out there looking at people who you know for a fact are bringing in, you know, $10,000 clients, which is a huge client, right? In fact, you know, in the Double Stack program, just last week, we started this new new award system, basically, where as soon as you onboard your first client that's worth over $10,000, I like literally am going to mail you a plaque to hang on the wall, and you're going to be now in the Silver Stack Club. And so that's kind of how that works. And I literally just ordered 10 plaques. So 10 people that I'm working with right now are now in the Silver Stack Club. And I only work with about 15 to 20 people at a time. So that's just kind of a sign to show you that it's absolutely possible. In fact, I was just talking to Amy, one of the double stackers that I worked with a little bit ago. And she lives in Idaho and has successfully, you know, 5 to 10x. She was charging like $500 for a website. She's now charging $5,000 for a website. So she 10x'd her pricing in Idaho. Cause like a lot of times people will say, you know, I don't even know where to find clients. No, there's no clients where I live. You know, I'd have to be in New York City or San Francisco or Orlando or something like that to find clients that could possibly afford, you know, prices at this level. And I'm telling you, it's not true. It's not even close to true. And you can live in Idaho like Amy does and successfully, you know, 10x your pricing without pricing yourself out of the market while doing a significantly better job for your clients than you were able to do before. And I'm going to be posting that interview here in this group probably later this week. And then you can listen to her talk about it yourself and how she kind of made that shift and made those changes. So that's kind of one of the things. So if you find yourself saying things like, all my clients are broke, or you know, my clients never see the value of what I'm offering, or you know, none of my clients are willing to invest in their business, or you know, my clients always go with the cheaper option. Like if you find yourself saying things like that, that's going to be a red flag to you. That should like wave this big red flag right in your face that, hey, you know, what's really holding you back are limiting beliefs. Like if you find yourself using words like all or never or always or none, you know, these are all words that should be signaling to you, hey, there's something in my mind. It's a mindset issue that's really holding me back. Because like there's obviously it's not the case that all clients are unwilling to invest in their business, or none of the people that you speak to or none of the people that you could be speaking to are willing to, you know, hire help to develop their business online. Obviously those are mindset issues. And so so we want to figure out like, well, how do we overcome that? Like, what do we do about it? And bust through it. Because when it comes down to what is the one thing that's kind of holding you back, I would say probably 99% of the time, that one thing is some limiting belief or some set of limiting beliefs that you have about yourself, about your skills, about your clients, about your business, about the type of work that you do. You know, it could be about a number of things, but that one thing that holds you back is your mindset, like the way that you think about what you're really doing, and perhaps even some misconceptions about what is in your client's best interest. So it's really all in your head at that point, because a lot of times people have great skills. They have access to, you know, build websites and like even the tools that are available now, like, you know, there's Elementor out there that makes building websites really fast, and these Astra themes and, you know, the Make theme or Divi or, you know, all of these themes that are out there that allow you to build these great sites. There's marketing platforms out there that can just crush it for your clients with regard to generating leads, generating new repeat customers, increasing the value of your customers. You know, there's all these tools out there. Like one of the things that's so exciting about being in this business right now, and kind of back to Heather's point about, well, what should I let somebody hire me full time? You know, one of the things that makes it so great to not have to be hired full time from somewhere is the fact that there's so many tools. Like the stuff that used to be hard has now become easy and within reach. And where you used to have to hire like a full-time agency, like a full-blown, you know, graphic designer, copywriter, you know, coding person, an e-commerce security person, when you used to have to hire like that whole team of people, now you as an individual person can do all of that stuff. And like, I can legitimately show you how on your own, without having to subcontract out to anyone and without having to bring on employees, you can be making $5,000 to $10,000 consistently every single month with a workload that you have, that you can handle on your own without having to stress yourself out working 12-hour days. Like, it's, you can work it, like, if you can devote 8 hours a day to your job, you can scale over six figures. And I'm working with people right now doing that very thing. And that's why I wanted to focus on these limiting beliefs, because there's so many people out there that sometimes they just laugh in my face when I say something that sounds so outlandish as being able to sell a WordPress website for something in the five-figure range. And of course, it's not selling just a WordPress website, right? It's like, if what you're doing is going to a client meeting and saying, you know, like, tell me what you can afford, and then I'll tell you what I can do for that price, or you're putting the focus on like technical skill sets, like, let me build a website for you, then we're going to do some SEO, and then we're going to make sure that you've got some responsive design in the mix. And, you know, what you're doing is you're talking like someone on Upwork, and therefore you're being compared to people and prices and like the whole mindset of someone on Fiverr or Upwork. Or even worse than that, somebody's saying, oh yeah, I really like what you're telling me, but why can't I just go into Wix or Squarespace or something like that and kind of build out my own site based on what, you know, because I can get a responsive site on Wix. I can, you know, get a contact form and all that stuff on there. And, you know, it's not that bad for SEO. I mean, obviously WordPress is a little bit better, but you know, I'm just starting out. Things are going to be fine. And so like, how do you combat that? Like, how do you say, well, you know, working with me is actually better because, and then you start to think, well, what am I going to say? Like, what am I going to say to differentiate myself from somebody thinking about maybe just building a website on Wix or somebody who maybe they have multiple offers going on? Like, maybe they're talking to you, but they're also talking to another developer. And you're thinking, well, what if I charge $5,000 and they charge $500, right? Then how are you supposed to say, well, you're working with me is like 10 times better because, and then you start pulling out, you know, the stuff from the bottom of the barrel, right? Like, I'll answer your phone calls. I really care about your business. You know, I'm local. We can show up face to face. You know, maybe that is better, but is it $4,500 better to be able to do that? Or maybe to save, you know, $4,500 between that $500 to $5,000 site, you know, maybe it's worth sending some emails rather than meeting face-to-face so that you can work with a cheaper developer or somebody on Upwork or something like that. And so what I'm saying is that that's the problem. The reason that these limiting beliefs pop up is because you're building fake evidence for, you know, that enable you to establish this false view of the reality of the situation. Because the truth is that two things are really true at the same time. The first thing that's true is, it is true that most people building WordPress websites and kind of doing WordPress consulting are accepting really low budget projects. They're stressing themselves out. You know, the average price of a WordPress project on Upwork is in fact around $150. If you look at like the Stack Overflow annual survey, or you look at just leaders in the WordPress community kind of blogging about pricing, you look at any of that stuff, and especially for developers in the United States, you're going to find that people are having a really, really hard time getting by. The average salary is somewhere around $25,000 to $30,000 a year in terms of people kind of on their own trying to sell, you know, this type of service to clients. And so you're thinking, well, that's just how it is. That's just the deal. But the problem is that there's two things that are true at the same time. The second thing, so while A, yes, it is true that most people are struggling to, you know, to figure out how to get the pricing squared away and to win the clients at the pricing that they really need to do their best work. That's definitely true. But the other thing that's true is that that all of these cheaper alternatives, like the cheaper developers, the people on Upwork, these do-it-yourself website builders, you know, all of those different types of things are not delivering the results that your clients really need. So if you can shift your mindset away from just selling these websites into how can you serve your clients? And sometimes, you know what that's going to mean? Sometimes that means that it's not a good fit and that, you know, this particular client in front of you, it's not going to be the best relationship. And you can say no. You have the freedom and liberty to say no because you want to be intentional about the business that you build. Because that's another thing about these limiting beliefs. A lot of times they pop in to your mind because of the evidence that you see in your business as it stands right now. So what I mean by that is, like, on one hand, like, say you decided to start your business and you thought to yourself, well, man, if I can make like $6,000 or $7,000 per month, that would just be awesome. And on top of that, you know, if I could do that in a the kind of environment where I don't have to work like 12 or 14 hour days and I'm not working 7 days a week, like if you could legitimately do that on an 8 hour day, 5 days a week, and then you were, you know, building up this business, you had great clients that you like working with, and you still had time, like free time. Like one of the things Amy and I were talking about this morning was that she's got all this free time now. She's playing the guitar, she's playing the piano, she's taking walks, she's hanging out with her family. And all the while, she's making 10 times the money she was making before. So she's literally has the best of both worlds. And so if you think that, like, wouldn't it be awesome to have a business like that? But then when you go to build that business, you just kind of willy-nilly stick stuff into it, right? Like you just, you know, you take this client and you do this random work and you do a favor here and a favor there. And, you know, you don't really put any thought into how you're building the business. Then you get yourself 6 months down the road or a year down the road or something like that. And you kind of look at things and you're like, hey, you know what? This didn't turn out the way I thought that it would. And so, you know, at that point, you kind of have this realization of like, well, why not? Like, what went wrong? And if you think about it, like in terms of like maybe baking a cake or building a house or like building anything, like whatever it is that you want to create, if you want it to turn, like if you want the birthday cake to turn out like it looks in the recipe book, you have to do things in a really specific order. And you have to be very intentional about the ingredient. You can't just throw whatever is in the kitchen into the bowl and expect it to turn out. Likewise, you can't just do things in whatever order that you want and expect it to turn out. Like you can't put the icing on first and then bake the cake, right? You can't then bake the cake, put the icing on, and then add the eggs last. You have to be really, really specific and intentional about how you put it all together. And when you do it that way, then when you pull the cake out of the oven, it looks like what you expect. If you just walk around the kitchen throwing random stuff into the bowl or whatever, and then stick that into the oven, you're going to pull out this melted pile of mess. And that's what's happening with a lot of these people's businesses. When we're talking, it's like, you know, they're pulling the business out of the oven after, you know, after baking it for however long, and they're looking at this melted pile of mess, and they're thinking, well, it's just not going to work for me, right? It might work for you, it might work for Amy, it might work for somebody else, but it's not going to work for me. And so my question to you is, why? Why not you, and why not now? That's the big question that I have, because there is absolutely no reason it can't work for you and it can't work right now, because we just talked, like, literally right now is
the best time to be doing this.
Like we were just, like Heather just asked, well, what about, you know, what if I wanted to get hired full time? Like if this was 5 years ago, I would have said, hey, you know what, maybe it is a good idea to get hired full time. And then you don't have to worry about the inflow of clients and work, and people will just kind of hand you overflow work or whatever to do. In fact, I actually ran a business like that for a while about 10 years ago, where my whole business was like the digital technical marketing web arm of traditionally offline graphic design firms and advertising agencies. And I mostly worked with getting people to fill out college applications, like apply to go to college online. And so people would, like, you know, mail you the college application in the actual paper mail, and then I would build like the application online. And there would be some kind of synergy between the two. So like if you go to the online app, then it's like partially filled out based on what we know about you from, you know, about your name and your address and things like that, that we know in order to actually send the paper application to you. And at that time, that was a really cool thing because, you know, I didn't have to worry about trying to like market myself or, you know, go to networking meetings or try to onboard clients all the time or anything like that. But what I'm saying now is you can have that, all of those same benefits where you don't have to find clients all the time. You don't have to go to networking meetings all the time. And you can make dramatically more money by doing your own business, by running your own business. And I'd love to show you how to do that. And just kind of real quick, you know, the idea behind all of it is if you have longer term relationships with your clients, then, and you charge higher prices, then you're going to be having the best of both worlds for you and for your client. But we talked about pricing the other day. Like I said that at the time, I said, I think that pricing is probably the most important factor in your business overall. And if I had to say what's the second most important, or maybe tied with that first most important thing, You know, I think that your mindset, like what you actually believe about yourself, about your business, about your own pricing, about how you can serve your clients, you know, your mindset is really probably tied with your pricing, because you're not going to feel comfortable charging, you know, $5,000 if you don't believe that your work is worth $5,000. So they're intertwined in an inseparable way, your pricing and your mindset. And your mindset is kind of like your business is never going to outgrow your mindset or your limiting beliefs. It's kind of like just outside this window right here, I've got this organic garden. My wife and I, we moved out here to this 15-acre farm, and we've got this huge organic garden right out the window. And in the garden, we've got these three blueberry bushes that we got from my wife's mom. And they came, she gave us to them in these pots. And we got these little pots sitting right out there. And so I said, hey, you know, do we need to take these bushes out of the pots and kind of put them in the ground, or are they going to be okay in the pot? And so she said, hey, you know what? You don't want to take the bushes out of the pot right now. Wait until like the end of the summer when they stop producing. And then kind of during the winter months, you know, then worry about transplanting the bushes then. And then I said, well, you know, is it going to be bad? Like, are they going to die in the pot? Like, what if they need more space? What if they start getting so big that the pot's not enough? And it turns out that the pot will limit the growth of the bush, right? So like if the blueberry bush starts getting bigger and bigger and bigger, eventually the pot won't be large enough to hold the roots and supply the nutrients and everything for the bush, but it won't kill the bush. The bush will just stop growing, right? And that's just such a perfect example for how your mindset is really that limiting thing with regard to your business. So like in this example, your business is like that blueberry bush, and that pot is your mindset. And what that means is your business is never going to outgrow a small mindset. It won't necessarily kill your business. You'll just have a tiny one in a tiny pot. And so if you want to have a flourishing business where you're serving your clients, scoring the kind of revenue that you really need, you know, making the difference that you really want to be making, you have to get through these limiting beliefs. And that's kind of a big thing. And so my big question is, why not you and why not now? And one last thing that I kind of want to leave you guys with is this. A lot of times people will think it's just a tiny thing. It's just a tiny little shift, like a little tiny tweak. And the next thing you know, it's all going to come together because, you know, I've got the skills. I've got the, you know, I've got the servers in place. I've got the themes. I've got the plugins. I've got, you know, I'm really good in person, like face to face. And, you know, I've got years of experience doing this kind of stuff. Sometimes people will say that, degrees even. And I just need that one little tweak to figure out how to like make it all kind of fall in place. And the kind of analogy that I think of with regard to that is like, so I've got five kids, and my littlest guy is just about to turn 5 years old, May 20th, so just a couple weeks he's going to turn five, and we do puzzles together, and we've got these little puzzle pieces, and like I like it when he puts the piece kind of in the puzzle, like he like when he puts it and it snaps together and all, you know, all the colors and everything line up, you know, he gets so happy about that, right? And so so I like to hand him the pieces and then like he'll put the piece in the puzzle. And sometimes there'll be like an opening in the puzzle that almost fits the piece in his hand, but it's just like it hasn't really clicked, like, you know, matching colors up with regard to like where in the puzzle that you put the piece and things. So he kind of looks more at the shape than the context of where the piece is going. And sometimes like one piece can almost fit in another slot. And so like, he'll try to put it in there and you can just totally tell that it's like, he's like trying to stick like the nose on the horse or something like that, but he's sticking it onto like the barn or something like that. You know, it's like, it's nowhere even, not even near the horse. Like the horse is over here, the barn is over there, but the piece looks like it sort of fits. And so he's just kind of trying to push it into that piece. He's like, oh, it's so close. It's almost there. It's almost there. If I could just get it to fit. And it's like, that's never going to work. It's like, it feels like it's just one piece and one little small tweak. But the reality is it's in the wrong context. And that's kind of what I'm trying to talk about with regard to this business situation. It's like sometimes, like the people that I speak to, it feels like to them, it's almost there. It's like, it's kind of like when River is trying to stick the nose of the horse on like the barn rather than on the horse itself, because the piece looks like it's almost about to fit in that slot. But the truth is, you know, it doesn't really matter how long he tries to put that piece in the slot. It's never going to go, no matter how he shifts it or whatever. And even if he forces it in, it's not really going to work out, right? It's still not going to make it's not going to build the puzzle the way that we want it to. It's not going to complete the picture. And so that's kind of what I'm talking about with regard to why we created double stack in the first place. It's because, yes, it is in fact true that all of the tools are out there, all of all of the raw materials are sitting there to really build an awesome business better than ever before, really, in the history of the web. It's like there's more power at your disposal right now than ever before, where you don't have to be a full agency and you can scale up to a six-figure business on your own and doing it without stressing you out. That's absolutely true. But at the same time, you can't do it the way that you were doing it a couple of years ago, right? You can't go out and just sell like websites to people or technical services because if you feel like your website's kind of like a resume of your technical skill set, it's not going to resonate with the clients that you need to be working with at the price point that's going to let them say, yeah, you know, paying you 5 or 10 times more than everybody else, that makes sense. And so you have to change the offer. You have to change your pricing. There's a lot of little things that kind of go on in the mix. And that's the whole point of really getting this stuff dialed in. There's really three things that we want to be focusing on. The first one are like, let's just make sure that your technical skill set, like your technical tools, are really dialed in. Because there's two different kinds of technical skills that you're going to want to have. You're going to want to have tech skills that drive tech results, right? Like, for example, this kind of to illustrate the point of the difference, installing an SSL certificate. Like, say you know how to do that, and you do it. And so that's like a technical skill set that drives a purely technical outcome. Like, now the site is more secure. You got HTTPS. Maybe that's going to benefit, you know, your Google search rankings a little bit or something. But it doesn't necessarily mean you get more clients because you have an SSL certificate, right? It's just a technical result. And kind of in the same way, like just making a site responsive when, you know, previously it wasn't that way, that's not necessarily going to drive traffic to the site or get clients or, you know, help you with your pricing or anything like that. It just means that if somebody looks at the site, it looks good on a mobile device. And so those are technical outcomes. And so we do want to have those in place, but that's kind of just step one. We also need to have technical tools that drive business outcomes. And so that means, like, you know, how do you craft a landing page? How do you write compelling copy? Like, how do you set up a drip campaign or a sales funnel or just do email marketing in general? And how do you use lead magnets to really like segment your list? And how do you use that list to then bring in more customers and, you know, increase the value of the customers, get more repeat customers, that kind of stuff? You know, those are all things that have direct business outcomes because you're doing them. Like, you do any number of those things and it immediately impacts your business because you're making more revenue, you're getting more customers, that kind of thing. So those are technical tools that drive business outcomes. And so you want to have both of those things. And then you need to have the marketing strategies in place to really communicate what you're going to be presenting to your clients in a way that's dramatically different from everybody on Upwork who's just out there selling, you know, technical services, or from like the WordPress developers or consultants who have this website where they just list every single thing that they know how to do from a technical perspective, and they hope that a client says, oh yeah, I need some branding and a better logo, maybe some business cards, and yeah, of course a website too. And so you're hoping that they kind of pick from the array of services that you list. So obviously that doesn't work at the level that we're talking about here today. And so, you know, what are the marketing strategies? Like, how do you dial that in? And so, like, we can work on that part for the specific kind of markets and types of clients that you really want. And that kind of leads into that third thing, which is that business structure. You have to have the right structure in place. Otherwise, you're not going to be allowing yourself to do your best work. So, like, for example, if you're just charging $500 to build a website, you don't have the time to be able to create the platform that your clients really need in order to drive the results that they're actually looking for. I guess perhaps unless it's just like a really small kind of brochure, quick little website for like a piano teacher or something like that. And in that case, it's probably not going to be your ideal client, because then you could legitimately say, you don't really need to spend $500 with me. Go onto Wix and, you know, just point and click your way to your own website, and that's going to serve you just fine. And it's going to be a better investment for you because you don't have to, you know, hire you to, you know, do, you know, hundreds of dollars worth of stuff. And instead you can get that kind of outcome for free. So, and so that's where the business structure really comes into play. Like, you want to make sure that you know, you've got both the upfront fee to really build out the tools, and that's going to be somewhere $3,000 to $10,000. And then you need to have the backend set up as well, where now you're exercising the tools that you built. And so you have that retainer in place. And that retainer is going to be somewhere in the $10,000 per year range. So a client is going to be in the five figures for you. And that's really the business structure that goes into the whole mix here. And what you'll find is you only need a handful of clients in order to scale your business into, you know, over $100,000. Maybe five, maybe 10 clients at that point. And so those are the real three things that you need. And so I wanted to kind of, I know that maybe that's a little bit more detail than maybe you wanted right now, but the reason that it's not just one thing, like the reason it's like, oh, if I just, you know, ran a Facebook ad that was more effective, or if I just had a better way to talk about my job, or if I just could find a different type of client or something like that. It's not that. That doesn't fix it. It's really a combination of those three things about the tech tools, about the marketing strategies, about the business structure. It's really a comprehensive thing. And the point of the Double Stack program is to take the raw materials that you're bringing to the table right now, like your skill set, like your design capabilities, your personality, your intellect with regard to how you think about business and how you can help people, and really your passion to be, you know, to be a servant in the sense that you're driving results and serving your clients, not just selling them stuff. You know, let's take all of those things and then let's put it all together in the right order so that you can really generate the kind of business that you want while serving your clients at a deeper level than ever before. That's really the whole point behind it. And that's really why it's not really just one thing that you have to fix, although it tends to be one thing with regard to like these limiting beliefs that we were talking about. It's like, you know, those are the things that tend to prevent people from taking action. But once you start taking action, then you need to have a plan, like a strategy, like, you know, all of those three things that we just talked about for the tech tools that you're going to be using, the marketing strategies, the business structure for yourself. You know, all of those types of things are the kind of like the strategy, the structure, the stepping stones to really get through to the other side, where you're actually building the kind of business and serving the kind of clients that you really want to be working with. But the one thing that tends to hold people back is some type of a limiting belief. It's some type it might work for them, but it's not going to work for me. Or all my clients are broke, or, you know, none of my clients are willing to invest. You know, all of those, you know, when you start saying all and never and always and none, you know, words like that, those put a big wall in front of you where you then begin to feel like, well, it's not even worth trying. And what I'm trying to tell you right now is why not you and why not now? There's no reason why, if you want it, you can't have it. There's no reason. And not only that, if you did take the step forward and actually make this thing happen, it's going to help so many people. And so the whole reason that I get on here and do these workshops here with you guys is, I want to help you guys out. Like, I know that, you know, there's a lot of people that really want to do a good job and they need the help and things like that. And I love to talk about this stuff and I love helping people, but there's a whole nother piece to the pie, which is there's so many people out there that need people just like you who can put it all together and give them what they really need. Because, you know, these free platforms and, you know, all of these tools and things that they're trying to figure out on their own, they're not getting the results that they need. They're out there, you know, bombarded and overwhelmed and confused, and they're trying to run their business. They're not trying to be like a digital marketing expert or anything like that. They're trying to, you know, run a landscaping company, or trying to run a dental practice, or they're trying to, you know, run a med spa or a salon or something like that. And, you know, at the same time, they're also trying to figure all this stuff out and they're overwhelmed, and I'm hearing from them too. And, you know, they're like, well, where can I find somebody that can genuinely help me and not just sell me a cheap website that's not going to do anything, but somebody that can help me get the kind of results that I need, like help me get these clients, like help me grow my business and, you know, all of those types of things. And, you know, what they're getting instead is, hey, you know, point and click your way to a free website, or, you know, I'll build this website for $50, or, you know, whatever. And it's just people kind of abusing on them. And so that's a whole nother motivation that, you know, that's kind of behind all of this. Like, why are we doing these sessions and everything? And it's two things. It's like, I know that there's people out there just like you that need, you know, better clients and higher pricing, and they want to do better work. But there's also all these business owners out there that are like begging for somebody to come along just like you and really help them out in an authentic, genuine way. And that's what we're doing here. That's legitimately what we're putting together. And if that sounds like you, that sounds like the kind of thing that you want to do for yourself and for your clients and for your family and for your lifestyle. You know, if you want to get all this stuff going, then let's get on the phone and talk about it. And we'll go over, like, you know, what kind of tech tools do you need to put in place? And how do you talk about that stuff in a different way so it's not overwhelming or scaring your clients, but instead you're inspiring your clients? And then how do you get that business structure together so that you're allowing yourself to do your best work? So we'll talk about all that stuff. And so go over to doublestack.net/call, and you'll see a little form pop up. And you can just pick a time on my schedule that you feel like works really good for you. And we'll get together for 45 minutes and have this breakthrough session where you're going to come away with some insights into your business that you probably never had before, some new clarity with exactly what you need to do to move forward. And you know, if after we start talking about this stuff, you kind of want to work with me on an ongoing basis, like you kind of want my help implementing the things we're talking about, that's another thing that we can discuss if we want to. But if we don't, that's totally cool too. Like if you just want some insight into like, what should you be doing? Like how should you be interacting with your clients? How do you get connected in with the ideal clients for you? What does that look like? You know, how do you build an offer for somebody? You know, what does that look like? You know, we can talk about all of that stuff for free. So there you go. So head over to doublestack.net/call. If this sounds like the kind of thing that you want to be doing, you want to be able to connect in with business owners, and you want to have the technical ability to pull off the kind of stuff that you're consulting about, then this is for you, right? Because it's not for everybody. It's not like, you know, I oftentimes will say, you know, make $10,000 a month as a WordPress consultant. I do not mean that we're going to sit around and write plugins and custom themes and code all day. You know, there's very little, if any, coding involved in any of this because the code's pretty much already written. You know, there's plugins and themes and platforms and things that you can just integrate in so you don't have to write any code. The real art comes in to what combination of those tools and services can you combine to drive the kind of results that your clients are really counting on you for. That's what we're talking about. That's what really matters to them. And that's how you build one of these businesses where you're bringing in, you know, six figures on your own as a WordPress consultant. So that's the idea. And if that sounds like you, like if that's the direction that you want to go with your business, then let's get on the phone and talk about it. So head over to doublestack.net/call, book a time that works for you. Right after you pick that time, you're going to see a form come up and there's going to be a couple of questions, like a link to your website, you know, what kind of clients do you normally work with, you know, that kind of stuff, just so I can learn about your business before we get on the phone so that I can be prepared. So we can really, you know, speak specifically kind of one-on-one. Because like right here, there's over 1,000 people in this group. I can't really do one-on-one stuff, although I try to, you know, answer the questions as they kind of come in on the side. But what we can really do for like 45 minutes is one-on-one, talk about like, you know, what kind of clients are you having? Are you experiencing particular objections? You know, are clients saying, hey, I'll think about it and they never get back to you? How do you handle that? You know, that kind of thing. So we'll talk about all those different types of things. And we'll really get this stuff dialed in for you. So this is for people who are really serious about wanting to, you know, get off the ground, running in the right direction, get the business they've always wanted. And if you're thinking it's going to work for them, but it doesn't work for me, my encouragement for you right now is why not? Why not you? Why not now? That's the big question, because if it's some sort of a disqualifying belief where it's not going to happen for you and it can't happen right now, it's just in your mind. It's just that little pot keeping your blueberry bush from growing. That's the kind of thing that we want to break through on this call. So head over to doublestack.net/call, and it's .net/call, not .com, and let's book a time and talk about this stuff. So all right, guys, let me see if I missed any questions. Looks like Rebecca came back in. High five back to Rebecca. Boop. All right, so if you have any other questions, you want to talk more about this stuff, you can put a comment here, right here on this. Right by the video here, and I'll keep an eye on that throughout the week, and we can kind of continue on talking there. And of course, if you really do want to talk kind of one-on-one for an extended period of time, head over to doublestack.net/call, and you know, you can get on my calendar and we'll dive into this stuff together. Fantastic. Great seeing you guys, and looking forward to getting together again next Tuesday. High five for everybody. Boop. And I'll see you then.